Pastor Greg to come running through that door any minute now.
Until then.
Oh. Voila!
There he is! The one and only.
I cannot keep up with the clock. That's all I can say.
Got the day down.
That's what it's like in our house, too. Go, 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 and the day flies by. So, I did want to get a couple minutes late start because coming from our direction, the traffic was terrible.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of accident out there. There was like five fire trucks and, or four fire trucks, one ambulance, and two police cars that I counted.
Wow.
And it hasn't even started to snow yet. So, well, onliners, if you're with us, we're glad you're with us. Brother Darren has been working at things, and we've got our BBF Ohio radio on the internet stream normal, but we also have the now on Rumble and Odyssey. And then tonight, our first simulcast with sermon audio and Rumble.
Woo-hoo!
Of tonight's service. So thank you, Darren and Ethan and Jenny Allball, our tech team, all getting all this stuff done for us. And really appreciate it. All right, so tonight we'll be closing out our, well, we actually won't be totally closing out our study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. But that's where we'll be, so get your Bibles ready and we'll start that after we do a little singing. In the praise book, We Three Kings parody, not a comedy parody, We Wise Men of Babylon Are.
75.
All five verses.
Field and fountain, core and
Snowshoe Mountain in West Virginia, they've got some snow, and now they're saying they'll have about 25 inches by the end of the weekend. We don't want that much.
No.
A couple inches will be fine. But all right. In the bleak midwinter, all four verses.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind may blow. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on, snow on, snow on, snow. In the bleak midwinter, long, long ago, God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth.
rejoice. We sing all three stanzas and then we repeat the first stanza as we close. Raise your hand if you want a card. Janie's passing those around. As our camera people get our sound checks and our cameras all zoomed in.
Sorry, guys.
Sounding good. All right. There's your reminder.
I forgot to turn the mic on. Your reminder to silence your cell phone ringers unless you're at home. It doesn't bother us one bit.
Jesus is listening, though. Santa.
Eyeliners. All right. Looking good.
Should be okay, yes.
And just a little special message for Don Bartel and our BBFers up north. The forecast here Friday is a high of 4 degrees.
Wow.
That's what they're at. Last I checked. 4 degrees as a high Friday. And so we'll talk more about it after we go off live stream. For the onliners, we're having our all-ball classic Christmas on Friday. And if we were to get a worse snow and storm than they're predicting, we'll probably just turn it into a following week New Year's gathering.
Okay.
But we'll see how the weather goes. If we get what they're saying, it's not going to be that bad.
We're still singing
Christmas,
aren't we?
So, Brian, could you shut those doors back there, yes. By the way? We'll keep what heat we have in here. All right. So, I would like to say Merry Christmas to everyone. I'll see some of you online Christmas Day. In the meantime, everyone have a good... holiday weekend. Stay safe. Watch out for the other drivers. Don't go out unless you have to. hold your questions and comments, if you would, until the end of the Current Events Update. Number one, reminder, if you're not armed to protect yourself, you are a fool. I'm not looking at anybody right now because I don't want to know. If you do not carry something to protect yourself and your loved ones, you are being a fool. If you're not aware, every day in Columbus, someone's being shot. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. Do something. Don't wait till your family gets shot before you can defend them. Be ready beforehand so that you can do something about it. That you can choose to have a taser or pepper spray, but you bring that to a gunfight, you're going to lose. This is just to give you an example. In our neighborhood, those little dots represent sexual predators. They're all within walking distance of this building, and we're in one of the better neighborhoods of Franklin County. Most of you, I know where you live, you're surrounded by sexual predators. That's just one branch of the criminal family. Who knows what kind of drug addicts and rapists and so forth that you're around. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you the truth because we love you enough to tell you the truth. Anyone can look up predators living near your neighborhood here in Franklin County. I can show you exactly how to do it, but we are a surveillance society. We don't like everything about it, but there is some good benefits that we can go ahead and use, and that is looking up in your own neighborhood what's going on. If you go to the Franklin County Sheriff's Office and you can click on services right up there, you see in the banner, and then click on Sex Offender Registry, and then you can look in your neighborhood, find out who's living in your neighborhood, who's a sex predator. You'll open up and you'll see something like this, and just follow all the prompts, and then you can see, and that's where I got that map that I just showed you. And why do I say, why do you call people a fool? Because I'm mean. And I think America has become too nice. And I think that we all need to be a little meaner. I think we should be more like Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus was not nice all the time. Jesus was mean when he needed to be. And this fake hippie Jesus needs to be thrown in the garbage heap of history. And let's get back to the Bible Jesus. Meditate on Matthew 23 for a while. Only a fool would ignore Jesus. And if you don't do something to be able to protect yourself and your family, you're ignoring Jesus. Luke 22:36. Then said he, that's Jesus, unto them. But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. One of the last commandments Jesus gave before going to the cross. Why does everybody like to brag about, oh, I follow Jesus. I follow Jesus. Not if you're not arming yourself. You're not following Jesus. You're following Karl Marx.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's who you're following. So don't buy me anything for Christmas unless you've first bought a gun, taser, pepper spray, etc. And I don't have to worry about that. There's not very many people buying me things these days. But that's my message to anybody who wants to buy me something. First, arm yourself. Then you want to buy me something, go ahead. Amen?
Amen.
Number two, update from the Twitterverse. Ever since Elon Musk bought Twitter, it's been kind of fun to watch. The LGBTQP, I've said that before. People ask, what's the P stand for? Pedophilia. Pedophilia has been a part of the so-called gay rights movement since before it was a movement. If you think, oh, gays and pedophilia, it's not the same thing, you're a fool. There I go again, being mean. Isn't that terrible? But America has been led by fools in the evangelical church who have been trying to convince people that there's a difference between gay rights and pedophilia. And there is no difference. The only, if there is a difference, we can say this. Number one, that most of the gays who are involved in pedophilia do it in secret. Instead of out in the open the way they do their gay lifestyle. That's it. Because you're finding, if you watch the news, you're going to see the same people who are marching down the main street of your city are the ones being caught having sex with little kids of their same sex. And they get into the churches. And because the church is too nice to ever say no to anybody, they let them march right in and start dealing with the young people and get their hands on the kids. This is from Seth Dillon of Babylon Bee fame. Babylon Bee, according to Media Matters. Media Matters is a left-wing Marxist organization who tries to shut down conservative media. And they have labeled Seth Dillon as an anti-LGBTQ bigot. And they're also going after a guy who's not even a conservative named Tim Pool, who is exposing a lot of this groomer stuff going on. And I want to say this. I'm going to say it openly. I want everybody to understand this. I don't care who you are. If you start becoming a mouthpiece for Satan and Sodom, you're my enemy. And that includes my daughter, Mariah.
Yeah.
And she's out there telling people that if you speak against the LGBT movement, you're unsafe around children. Mariah, you're in trouble with God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
And I love you enough to rebuke you and to pray that God will do everything except kill you to bring you to repentance.
Amen. My kids too.
Amen.
And if anybody in this room starts cheerleading for Sodom and Satan, you'll be my enemy too. Media Matters gave Seth Dillon this title for thinking it's wrong to sexualize, exploit, and mutilate children. Media Matters can go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless Seth Dillon.
Amen.
He says, I'm also guilty of believing adult males are men and adult females are women. Basically, I'm a Democrat from 8 years ago. That's how far the Democrat Party has gone in 8 years. 8 years ago, he would have been a mainstream Democrat. Now, he is considered far out. The Democrat Party is the party of Satan.
Amen.
Kill the babies. Confiscate the guns. Stand up for Sodom. Democrat Party is the party of Satan. And then the Republican Party leadership ought to just change parties.
Amen.
People like Mitch McConnell.
Amen.
People like Rob Portman, people like Mike Casey. Mike Carey. That's our congressman. It's just sickening. And what's sickening is to see Christians that I know going along with it. That makes me more sick than the wicked people who are doing this stuff. Hey, they're wicked. I expect that out of them. What I expect out of Christians is to lay down your life for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To stop worrying about who likes you and who don't.
Amen.
Start doing what's right, even if it costs you everything.
Amen.
Pick up your cross and follow Christ.
Amen.
The liberal progressive Satanists continue to destroy America. The Marine Corps is going to stop making their men say, yes, sir.
What?
I didn't believe this when I saw it, but Clown World is a Twitterverse account, and they almost always get it right. And so I saw this. Meanwhile, in China, they're promoting education drive to make boys more manly. China will eat our lunch one of these days if their trajectory stays where it's going and America keeps going in to the little pussyfooting sodomite pit that our military is going in now. They will completely destroy us.
Yeah.
You want to know why America's not in Bible prophecy? That might be it.
Yeah.
By the way, in case you think I'm making that up, this is from Yahoo News, and their quote, they got this actual story from the Military Times. Why the Marine Corps may nix gender identifiers for drill instructors.
What was I going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, person!
Yeah.
bunch of nuts.
It's not efficient.
This is from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file.
Oh, no.
Byron York says that President Zelensky of Ukraine is apparently prepared to tell Congress that whatever the U.S. has given Ukraine, which is $45 billion in new aid now under consideration, is not enough. Amen. Elon responded with an exclamation mark. I responded to Elon with a Charlie Brown, good grief. Now, the people of Ukraine, we love. We don't want to see any of them dying in a war. But their government is a bunch of neo-fascist Nazis. The Russians are not any better. There's two bad sides going at it. There's not always a good side in every war. And in this Russia-Ukraine war, there's no good guy. And they got $45 billion to give. It isn't going to go to Ukraine. Some of it will go to the oligarchs in Ukraine, the overlords in Ukraine, and most of it will go to the military-industrial complex. It's not going to help the people of Ukraine. And they didn't have $5 billion to build a wall when Donald Trump was president. They've got $45 billion in this one swath to send overseas so that it can make a bunch of military producers rich. But they don't have $5 billion to keep whatever, including fentanyl and prostitution and all that's coming over the border. Listen, America is done. We are only by the grace of God do we have any freedoms left. Our government is bought and paid for. And when you elect somebody like a Rand Paul or a Jim Jordan or somebody like that, first of all, most of the Americans are so wicked they hate people like that. But in addition to that, they're just it's just too little too late. We have so many bureaucrats in our government that don't even face election. And so whenever you elect somebody like that, if they start to make too much headway, they'll get them. And if they have to, they'll kill them. So do what you can, pray, and then find something to smile about. It's all going to burn. Amen. Amen. Don't get too upset about it. It's all going to burn. They can have it. We're going to a place Jesus has gone to prepare for us.
Amen.
Spend your time making a gingerbread Death Star. That's fun. See how many? Everybody's smiling. See how easy that was? All I want for Christmas is to be off the extended car warranty call list. Amen.
Amen.
And in other news, an arrest was made. But his accomplices are still on the loose. And for the last time this year, Jim, 3 days till Christmas. 3 days and some hours, but only 3 days till Christmas.
Can you get the song?
And the countdown begins again after Sunday. All right. Any comments, questions real quick? Johnny?
Maybe this isn't directly, but I saw that looks like the sodomite flag, they modified it again. Looks like
they're always modifying it.
They added a yellow triangle with a purple circle. You know what that's about?
They've been adding to get the trans things on there, and since there's 72 different genders, one of the flags just looks like a, you know, someone sneezed the rainbow on there, you know, it's all these different colors. Brown, yellow, you know, all kinds of stuff. But it's representative of the chaos, which is Sodom.
There's how many genders?
Well, it's according to who you ask, but one claim is there's 72.
What?
I don't want to get into all of that. How, you know, you just look it up. You'll find it out there somewhere. What, Darren?
The robot hasn't figured that many out yet.
Yeah.
Counting the deal.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's open with prayer before we get into our study. We got a couple of little specials before I teach. So we'll get into that real quick after Brother Doug opens the Bible study prayer.
Lord, Father, just thank you for this time that we're having. Pray that the pastor who studied the Word of God there, that he gives us some of the nuggets and teaches us some good things for us to know. Anyhow, we thank you, Lord, for a nice warm building and a nice warm friend. Thank you for all in Jesus' name.
Amen. So we were able to visit Martha, and
we're going to have a cameo appearance here. She's going to sing one verse of Away in a Manger.
She's probably online.
Yes, Martha, if you're online, love you. Merry Christmas. Folks at Abington in Dublin get to hear that anytime she feels like playing. While she was playing, a couple people came out. Mm-hmm. And one fellow is 99 years old, came out to listen to her. took a picture, a selfie there of what I call the Silver Bell Trio. And then we gave her a little card that has the text on it, but it has Braille, so she could read it. Merry Aww. Christmas. Then on the inside, it was Isaiah 9:6, and a little note to her from the church and everything. Got this little bracelet. This is her casual bracelet. It's blue, and that is actual Braille raised up there with her name, Martha.
Aww.
And then we also got her one for when she wants to dress up a little bit, a little silver bracelet. And on one side, it's got the Braille Martha, and on the other side, it's etched in with her name. So she was real happy with that. But this is what pleased her the most. City barbecue ribs, corn pudding, good old tater salad. She put that order in. I said, Jenny, make that two. Good stuff. And And this is not a paid endorsement, but I sure like city barbecue. All right. Well, now Jenny would like to sing Once in Royal David City.
Once in Royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child. He came down to earth from childhood, he would on in whose gentle arms he lay. Christian children all should be mild, obedient, good as he. For he is our childhood's pattern. Day by day, like us, he grew. He was little, weak, and helpless. Tears and smiles like us he knew, and he feeleth for our sadness, and he shareth in our gladness. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above, and he leads his children on to the place where he is gone. Not in that poor lowly stable with the oxen standing by, we shall see him but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high, when he like stars his children crowned, all in white shall be around.
Didn't get a little light.
Mine doesn't work very well.
Everybody, you don't need to use them right now. I just want to make sure everybody got one.
I don't think mine works.
What's that?
Well, just a little bottle there.
Oh, it will. Yeah.
Look at the bottles.
Get them on a little bit.
Yeah, these we didn't get right over there.
Is that what she?
My ass?
Yeah, this one doesn't.
I'm giving you your troubles.
Yeah, that's better.
That doesn't work either?
Isn't that a great picture?
Well, that's what you get when you buy your stuff made in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might need new batteries.
Yeah, they do need new batteries from
China
and buying them from this one.
You guys got studies?
All right. And who needs tracks? Does anybody need tracks?
We're down to 100.
What?
That's it. You want going once?
What's that
which
one?
Is the refuse
it's greatest
pile?
Story ever told.
One of my favorites.
It's the Christmas track.
Mom is trading to Warren.
All right. Now, just in case you're wondering, the folks online, that's Jenny on the right and Jessica on the left. They hear Jessica. Now they get to see Jessica.
Aww.
And she got a pretty smile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lights the room up when she comes in, when she's smiling. All right. Got your Bibles? I don't. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. We're pretty much closing out our study of chapter 1, but next study we're going to get into the resurrection based on the final verse. To wait for his son from heaven. We're going to read verses 9 and 10. If you're there, everybody there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and read all. Read both verses with me. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven,
whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen?
Amen.
So we left off in verse 8, following the Lord by following those following the Lord. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak. We need not to speak anything. That means you got a reputation precedes you, and that's high praise coming from Paul. And what he's saying is, genuine faith produces real change. You're not saved by works, but you're saved unto good works. A lot of well-meaning, probably, soul winners have done a lot of damage through the years because a lot of them are motivated by numbers and braggadocio. They want to be able to brag how many people they won to the Lord and that kind of thing, which they shouldn't be doing. Jesus said not to even let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. But what they did was they said, well, in the Romans it says, to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. That's talking about being saved.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that after you're saved you don't work. It's not what that verse says. That's saying, as far as being saved, it's not about your works. It's about you believing unto righteousness.
All right.
But once you're saved, you're to work. You just think about how many times they cut that off. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Period. And that's where they stop. Next verse. For we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he hath before ordained that we should walk in them. If you cut works off from salvation, you're a heretic.
Amen.
The Bible says you're not saved by works, but you're saved unto good works.
Amen.
And we could go on and on preaching that. There have been a lot of fundamental King James Bible believers who preach that nonsense. Usually the same ones who say you don't need to repent or anything like that. And then we come to verse 9, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you didn't do a thing the rest of your life. You just sat on your blessed assurance and waited for the rapture. Amen? Not what it says? And how ye turn to God from idols to what?
Serve
the living and true God. That's what real salvation looks like. That's what true faith looks like. An idolatrous Christian is a contradiction in terms. Someone who worships a stupid little idol, whether it's a statue or an icon on the wall or a human being. You don't think Americans are the most idolatrous people in human history? They got their things, their idols they call stars. And like a bunch of mindless little sheeple, they sit around following everything these stars are doing in their personal life. Now, I mean, if you like the way a guy or girl acts, or you like the way a guy plays sports or whatever, and you appreciate that talent, there's nothing wrong with that. But when that goes to the point where you adore that person and you're consumed with them and you follow what they're doing in their personal life, and you actually get upset when you find out that they, you know, break up with their, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, you know, that kind of thing, you got a real problem. There's something wrong up here.
Yeah.
And right here. Something wrong up here because there's something wrong right there. Do something with your life. Turn that garbage off. Stop following your idols. And you know what most of those people have in common? They don't have time for Bible study. They don't have time to read their Bible. They don't pray the way they ought to. They got money to go to the movies and money to spend on magazines and things to keep up with those people, but they don't have money to give to the Lord's work. Idolatry. It's what it is. I know guys that have all the money in the world to go chasing all the sports events and everything going on in the sports world, but they don't have any money for the Lord. They don't have time for Bible study. They don't have time to go out soul winning, giving out gospel tracts. Got plenty of time to drive around chasing all the ball games. And then there's our brothers and sisters who attend the Roman Catholic Church, the Greek Orthodox churches, all the Orthodox churches, committing idolatry and trying to tell you, oh, we don't worship Mary. You do too. Quit lying. You're praying to Mary. That's an act of worship. It's idolatry. Mary can't hear you.
Amen.
There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You put anybody else there, you're committing idolatry. Saint Aloysius, Saint Bartholomew, Saint Michael, Saint Jude, Saint Gertrude, Saint Bernard. You put anybody in that place and you are praying to that person. You are committing idolatry. Turn from that. Repent. Put the stupid idol down. Amen.
Amen.
That's what a real Christian will do. If you're committing that kind of sin, if you're following idols, there's something wrong with your claim to have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's something wrong. We look to the heavens, not to some dumb piece of wood, metal, or plaster, painted or coated with whatever. Scripture with Scripture. In today's BBF calendar Bible reading, if you're following along, now's as good a time as any to start. You just look on the calendar, look up the month and the day, start there, and pick up. You don't have to wait till January 1st.
Amen.
And if you look on today's reading, down on December 21st, Nahum 1 through Habakkuk 3, turn over to Habakkuk chapter 2. Or as some of my brethren have called him, Habakkuk. I'm serious. There's some people out there that call him Habakkuk. Habakkuk.
I like Malachi myself.
Malachi, yeah. And then the book of Jobs.
Yes.
Verses 18 through 20. This is what God thinks about all the people who have little statues and things and pray to them and burn incense to them and trust in them. Carry them around like a rabbit's foot. Verse 18 says, "What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it? The molten image and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols." Read 19 with me. "Woe unto him that saith to the wood, Awake, to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple." He's not in a dumb idol. "Let all the earth keep silence before him."
Amen.
Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Psalms is just after the book of Jobs. Psalm 115, I'll start reading while you turn there. Verse 1 through 8, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." Read with me, verses 4 through 8.
"Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands.
They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. What are they? Dumb. Those that make them and trust in them are just like them. Dumb.
That's right.
Now, any moment, our God will arrive from heaven. My God is omniscient. My God is spirit. My God is going to come and wipe up this planet.
Amen.
In the meantime, I can beat your God up. Yeah. I mean, it would cost me my life, but if I wanted to, all I got to do, I could go over there and take a bulldozer to the Muslim black rock in Mecca. I could take a bulldozer to all these idols in front of the pagan churches. Yeah. You can't do that to my God. You can take my Bible from me and burn this thing, do whatever you want to it. You know what? The word of the Lord still lives.
Amen. Yep. You might just come back and have a few more words in it.
Well, also it says that heaven
and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. So look at verse 10 back in our chapter there, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. That's what he's saying. They turned from their idols to God. No more idols. And it says to wait for his son. From where?
Heaven.
Son from heaven. The elites and leaders of his day missed his first advent. We're waiting for him to come a second time. The first time he came, they missed it. You talk to the Jew today, you talk to anybody who's not a Christian, they either don't believe there's a Messiah or they think he's still coming. Well, I got news for you. Right back by Mark on the wall there is 100 prophecies fulfilled by Jesus. If Jesus isn't the Messiah, there'll never be one. I mean, if you're an atheist, that may, I don't believe it. But if you believe in God and you believe in heaven and hell and you don't believe Jesus is the Messiah, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
You have no hope. Look over at John chapter 1. Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John chapter 1. Beginning verse 10. John 1, 10 through 14. Verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Amen.
And that's most of the world today, still don't know him. With all the evidence he's left behind, all the evidence in the Bible that is within reach of most human beings today. Then read verse 11 what it says. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I'll read 13. It says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And God's will is to save all who will come to him, repenting toward him with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for their sins, shedding his blood, paid for those sins, was buried, and after 3 days rose from the dead bodily, conquering sin and death. If you'll do that, it is God's will that you are saved.
Amen.
Amen.
It's that simple. Now read verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Every Christmas, you have about probably 3/4 of the people who observe Christmas don't really observe Christmas. They observe just a materialistic holiday, an excuse to get drunk or just at least take some time off work and hang out and do whatever. And everybody's got to get the best gifts and try to outdo each other and all that sort of thing. But about 1/3 or 1/4 of the people who observe Christmas want to not only observe it personally, but see it as our duty to remind those around us of why we have a Christmas holiday, and that is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And He came that first time and they missed it. And they still keep missing it. All but a remnant of human beings missed it and continue to miss it. Jesus said it after, He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." Next verse, "If ye had known Me, ye should have known My Father also." Amen. Don't claim to know God and love God if you don't know Jesus and love Jesus. They didn't know Him because they didn't know their Bible.
Yeah.
That's why they missed it. You Bible thumpers, you're a bunch of Pharisees. No, the Pharisees weren't Bible thumpers. The Pharisees added tradition over Scripture. Jesus said of the Pharisees, "By your tradition, you've made the Word of God of none effect." Bible believers aren't the Pharisees. Anybody who adds anything to or above God's Word is a Pharisee.
Amen.
According to the Bible. And the Pharisees, like the world today, the Pharisees that, "Well, it's my personal belief," you're a Pharisee. "My Jesus wouldn't," you're a Pharisee. "Well, I don't believe in hell," you're a Pharisee. On and on it goes. If you don't believe this book, you're a Pharisee. And just like the Pharisees of Jesus' day, because you're ignorant of God's Word, you're missing it. And they missed it the first time He came.
Amen.
Matthew 22:29, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10. Come on, I hear some fingers moving or some pages. Let's hear it. Come on. Get it going. Hebrews 10. There you go. I'm hearing it. Hebrews 10, 5 to 7. I'll read 5 and 6. "Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared Me." God in the flesh. Verse 6, "In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure." Read 7 with me. "Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of Me to do Thy will, O God." You don't know the Bible, you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
You're just making something up. The only way for you to know Jesus is to know the Bible.
Amen.
Every Wednesday, 2022, right now, every Wednesday, we're putting up an About Jesus devotional, 5 minutes. And I've heard from people already, we've done, I think, 24. And already heard from a bunch of people who, you know, written and said, "Wow, I didn't know that, or I never thought of that." Because most churches don't talk a lot about Jesus.
Yeah.
What do they talk about? Church attendance, tithing, women wearing slacks. Yeah. That's what they, "You should be doing this and doing that. Standards. That kind of thing. They're not teaching the Bible. And if they're not teaching the Bible, they're not going to learn about Jesus.
Amen.
And today, Bible ignoramuses are rejecting the rapture and not looking for His imminent return in growing numbers. Ken Hovind, just a few years ago, you could hear him preach on the rapture, any moment rapture. Now, totally rejecting it.
Wow. No.
Yeah. Preaching post-trib or pre-rap, something like that. And on it goes. All these guys, a lot of them used to preach the truth about the rapture, and they're all falling by the wayside. Why? They don't teach the Bible. They spend all their time chasing, you know, whatever rabbit trail, and they're not really teaching the Bible. They're not studying the Bible. And their followers don't have any interest in the Bible. That's why they keep following them. If you're following some guy, the Bible we talked about last week, when they're following Christ and following Paul, fine, follow them. But once they go off on the rabbit trails and they're not teaching the Bible, stop it. Turn it off. That includes this guy right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I stopped teaching the Bible, turn him off.
Amen.
Yep. Look over at 2 Peter, we're real close here. 2 Peter chapter 3. Verses 1 through 4. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Verse 2, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. See, he's pointing you to the Scripture. Verse 3, knowing this first, read that with me. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust. And what are they going to say? Read 4 with me. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Was there somebody here tonight that said they had that very conversation? I've told people, people said that. You guys have been saying that. Somebody was telling me, my grandpa was a preacher and they've been saying that since I was a kid. And you know what your answer is? You are a fulfillment of prophecy. You right now are doing exactly what the Bible said would happen in the last days. You are a scoffer. And you are saying exactly what St. Peter, of all people, said you'd say. Where is his coming? I've been saying that since my grandpa was a kid. Yeah.
I was just going to point out how stupid that is to say that they're from the beginning of the creation. You know, things have continued since the beginning of the creation. We've already had at least 2 big things change since then. Mm-hmm. Noah's Ark and language. Mm-hmm. That's changed.
Yeah.
So it's just...
And those people saying it weren't there anyway. They weren't there
from
the beginning of the creation.
Yeah. So they obviously don't believe anything in the Bible.
And of course, the other, you know, the other group of people that use that would be the evolutionists.
Yeah. That uniformitarianism.
Yep. Things have, it's all been just all happening through natural processes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the mark of a true believer is the faith and desire for his return. I say that because a lot of the people who will scoff about the rapture are professing Christians.
Yeah.
Again, there's something wrong with that profession. You claim to be a Christian and you're just going to mock his rapture and return. Not good. Hebrews 9:28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, first advent. And unto them that look for him, second advent, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Unto them that look for him. There's something wrong with someone who claims to be a Christian and they're not looking for him. Something very wrong. 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
Something very wrong with someone who claims to be a Christian and they don't love his desire. We pray for it, I think, just about every time we meet.
Amen.
So in closing, at Christmas, let's remind the world what it says in verse 10. Back in our text, as we close, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. We'll say more about verse 10 next time, but he came to die. That little baby in the manger didn't come so that we could all have the Christmas spirit. That's what all these Christmas movies. Oh, you got to have the Christmas spirit. He came so that he could grow up and die and be crucified, shedding his blood for the sins that you and I have committed to put him there. And he's coming again. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And he's coming again. Amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the truth. We thank you for what we talked about tonight. I thank you for folks who want to hear the truth. Amen. Still being a remnant who don't have itching ears running around trying to find a teacher who just say smooth things and tell them everything they want to hear. But a remnant of people who want to hear the truth. And I'm thankful that we're not the only church doing this, that there are many churches around the world, and we thank you for each and every one of them. each and every preacher who's standing up and preaching the truth without fear. And we know these are the last days. These are dark times. But it's so wonderful and such a blessing to be able to come inside a building and meet with the rest of the family of God, meet around your book, sing the old hymns, psalms, hymns and spiritual songs, and just fellowship and spend time in prayer. And it's just a taste of heaven. Thank you for coming, born of a virgin as a baby, to grow up and die for our sins. We love you for it, and we'll praise you forever in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, honey. Hey, which part of the church are you in, the left or the right?
Well, it's a candlelight service. I gotta know where you're at.
Oh, ask her if my wife and kids are sitting with
her. Huh? You're wearing red and green and you're holding a candle. Great, I'll be able to spot you out immediately.
Ask her.
Huh? Oh, is Tommy's wife and kids with you? Yeah, there. Okay, all right. See you in a minute. Love you too. Bye.
Are we late?
We were 15 minutes late 10 minutes ago. What do you think?
What I think is that Jesus is going to like what I got him.
What do you mean?
It's his birthday.
And?
And I got him a present.
A present? What present? We don't need to give him gifts.
Really? You think we just show up, light a few sticks of wax, sing some songs, and call it good?
Oh, the candlelight service isn't a birthday party. I mean, it's a time that we reflect on the birth of Christ. We light a candle as a message to the world that we believe that Christ will return one day. It's a light that dispels the darkness. We light a candle as a prayer that goes up to heaven that our hope burns bright. It's the true essence of Christmas.
Did you rehearse that? No thanks.
Did you hear what I said? We light the candle because...
Yeah, I heard you.
Well, then grab a candle.
I got my own. Happy birthday, Jesus.
You're not going to bring that in there.
Sure I am. I want everyone to know that I'm thankful that he came, and I'm looking forward to his return.
That actually makes sense.
Who's not playing with a full deck now?
The wax! I didn't think about the wax. It is so hot. I need something that I can... There we go.
That's better.
Merry Christmas.
Bunch of candles.
I was delighted when you did it.
All is calm, all is bright.
sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Repent and believe the gospel. If you are not saved, glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas and a happy new year. Keep preaching until the rapture. Keep preaching until the rapture. Keep preaching until the rapture. When God calls us home, glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas and a happy new year. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And let's pray we're raptured before next Christmas.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, bbfohio@protonmail.com. We'll look for your prayer requests. Raise your hand. Janie will come around and get those as we say, this time that's on three, say Merry Christmas. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.